What's going on, everyone?
Hey!
Are you Lion-O from Thundercats?
What's that?
You don't know what Thundercats is?
I know what Thundercats is, but I haven't seen an episode.
Thunder! Thundercats!
That's the intro?
No, that's what he says when he pulls out his big sword and it grows.
You know what I say?
I swear to God, that's what happens. It's like a little dagger, and then he says, Thundercats, ho! And then his sword grows.
I say, bitches, ho! When my sword grows.
Yeah, and then he lays it down.
And then I lay it down.
Hey, what's going on, everyone?
Nothing, we're fine. How are you, Adrian? They can't talk back.
Yeah, it's like, when my kids are watching Blue's Clues or something, and they're like, do you see a clue? And you're supposed to talk back to the TV. They even pause for a response.
Do they respond? Do they answer him?
No, they're not big enough yet.
I don't think any kids
I answer him, though. It's right there, stupid. Look.
It's right there, you fucking idiot. It's blue and it's right there. I can see it. Fucking kids are idiots. You haven't seen it yet? It's right there.
Pause for response. Nah, it wasn't funny, you guys. All right. Anyways, Last Cast is back. This is episode 7 for the third week of April.
That's the third week.
April showers. Do you know that? You know the second half to that?
Oh, thought that was a stripper.
April showers.
April showers.
It doesn't sound like any stripper.
Here comes April showers, everybody. Get out your raincoats. Just comes out on stage and pisses all over everyone.
I hope you brought your beach umbrellas.
She just like forks her clit with her fingers and then just squirts everyone with her piece.
With her piece.
Piece. With her piece.
Oh, man. What's going on, dude?
Well, I was supposed to make money this weekend, but I don't think I did enough work to get money be rewarded.
That's right. You were supposed to go work, and that's why you were going to miss out on the SC game, right?
Yeah.
But you didn't end up working enough to earn a wage.
I didn't work enough to fucking get money. Or I got free golf, but
you didn't get paid?
I didn't get money, no. So,
oh, that sucks.
A little bit of a letdown, but we didn't do enough work, really. Like, it was...
I saw you. You were, like, working like a peasant, like a black slave.
Yeah, that was when we were putting the drywall frame. The frame, we framed... There was a huge door we took out, and then we framed a little frame.
You took out a door?
No, they did. The door was already out. We just framed a little fucking 8x10 frame and then drywalled it in. Nailed it, drywalled it in.
Why would you put up a wall where there was a door?
Because, I don't know, I didn't fucking, not my house, it's their house.
To keep the zombies out?
Well, mostly to keep zombies from going from my living room to my computer room, but whatever.
You wall yourself in.
There, now they have to go around if they really want to get in.
Oh, so you didn't end up getting paid, huh? Just golf?
No, yeah, we ended up golfing with my friend and my uncle, and my friend bought that, so I didn't have to do that. It was fun, we golfed, and oh, dude, it was cool because I was doing okay for not golfing in about a month. I was doing pretty good. I was keeping up with them, and I think the last time they golfed was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, but they're just good golfers all around, and I was keeping up with them. And I was doing pretty bad, but I was chipping really good. I was chipping, like, all my chips were, like, within 6 feet, 7 feet of the hole. And that was, like, the biggest, that was, like, the biggest chip or whatever. I don't know the fucking word. Can't think of the word. But
the longest chip?
Yeah. Or, you know, the chip that didn't get closest to the hole. I fucking stumbled.
All right.
Anyway. So I was doing good, and I was coming in within 2 points of them towards the end, and it came to the last hole, and I think we were all tie, and I fucked up, and I lost by one stroke, so I came in second, so I did okay, but yeah, it was okay. afterwards, my uncle, he was like getting drunk in his truck. Well, he was pretty drunk from golfing anyway.
Getting drunk in his truck.
Yeah, we were like, me and my other friend were leaving. We had shit to do. And he's like, where are you guys going?
Good game, guys. I'm going to go get drunk in my car.
Yeah, that was a good game of golf, guys. I'm going to go get plastered in my Ranger. I'll see you later. Yeah, fucking. So he was getting drunk he was already drunk. He was just continuing the drunk. To drink in his truck. And he was like, you guys want to drink? And I said, no, I got shit to do. And Grant had shit to do, my other friend. So he was like, all right, fine, you fucking pussies. And then he just sat there and drank, and we left. Well, later, Grant called me the next day. And he's like, hey, did you hear from your uncle? And I was like, no. He was like, oh, dude, he went home and he fucking bitched out his girlfriend. And she was saying, like, why are you so drunk? And, like, you always get drunk when you go golf with your friends. And this is why I don't like you going out and drinking and golfing with your friends. This is why I always have you doing shit around the house. And fucking...
He said, bitch.
Yeah, it's pretty much. And then he was like... He called her a bitch. Yeah, he actually called her a bitch. And then he said, like, you're the reason why I drink so much or something like that. Like, he said shit like that.
Fucking finally laid it out there, huh?
Fucking had enough and totally pissed her off, I guess. And I don't know. I think they're a little rocky right now, but I don't think they're going to break up or anything. I don't think it was bad enough. Like, I think they just got into a big argument.
Why do people do that shit? It's so funny. Like, they just get comfortable with what they're doing and then that's it. They don't, like, they won't change even if they're not happy. They're just like, well, this is the way shit is now. And then,
yeah, what is that?
Now it's he like, just drinks drinks his sorrows away and until he fucking blows up.
Yeah, that's what, I know a few people that do that. They go home from work and they're just pissed about their little situation in life. So instead of doing anything about it, they just drink every day and accept it and fucking wake up the next day and do it all over again and get home and just drink themselves till they fall asleep. That's pretty much what my uncle does. Probably not every day, but I know a few friends that pretty much do it every day. And it sucks. Like, why would you do that to yourself? Is it like, do you feel like are you afraid of change? Are you just so comfortable that you don't want to leave? Are you comfortable with that bitch because you found some chick that has put up with you this far and like you don't want to ruin that and start all over with another chick? You'd rather just stay getting in fights and always, you know, just, you know, not winning all of them, but just fucking the repetitiveness and, you know, I couldn't do it. Like, I don't even think people are meant to get married and be with one person for the rest of your fucking life. It sounds so boring and lame to me, doesn't it?
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
A long time to be with one single person.
If you get married when you're fucking 20, you gotta be with this person till you die, so that's like 60, 70, 80 years.
Well, that's what everyone expects. Or do you think it's mostly just because that's what women expect?
I think it's what women expect and what kind of like, it's like the way fucking the whole like, that's the way people think they're supposed, that's what people think they're supposed to do is get married and start a family or...
Hasn't it gotten like more that way though? Like... A long time ago, wasn't it more where people were just more promiscuous, not necessarily had to be with a single person?
Yeah, like the 60s?
I don't know. Like, no, I'm talking about even further back, like long-ass time ago.
Oh, like early 19s or late 18s or what?
Yeah. Dinosaur ages.
Oh, fuck, back then. Yeah, who knows if they had significant others that they claimed.
Yeah, it's easy. You could just go and club whoever you wanted and drag them back to your cave.
Drag them back by the hair.
Back to your rape cave.
Back to my raping cave, troll woman with big forehead and bone in teeth.
You could just do whatever you wanted.
No, but I don't know. I'm never going to get married just because I can't be with somebody that long and fucking put up with them that long. And I'd get bored. I'd want to fuck something else. I'd get tired of just fucking the same vagina. Like, seriously, who wants to fuck the same vagina forever? Who, man?
So many people are getting depressed right now listening to this.
Well, they should do what they want to do, what they really want to do, and break up with their wives and go fuck around.
Yeah, man, that's fucking... That's hard. You get... fucking life started with someone, and then, you know, unless you're just fucking around on them.
The whole time.
Yeah, the whole time.
That's probably the smart thing to do, if you think about it.
That's what they should be doing.
That's what you should be doing. Just fuck around, never tell them, and it'll all work out. You'll both be happy.
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks, right? Until they get caught, and then everything gets fucked up.
Pretty much. Just be smart about it and don't get caught. I'm sure there's a lot that are out doing it and not getting caught. You know, probably not as many that do it and get caught, obviously, but...
No, there's a lot of stupid people out there.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, just... It would suck to be married to the same person forever. It really would. I don't know. I think society kind of aims people that way also. Like, you know, all your friends get married, then you're the last one left, and you haven't been married yet. So people say shit to you, like try to bring you into their shitty little marriage circle.
We're all married now. That means you have to do it.
You have to go get married. Yeah. And the same thing when they have kids, like, we
have kids now. Now you have to do it.
We've had kids. Why haven't you and your husband or wife had a kid yet? Like, because we're fucking smart. We fucking know that there's enough kids and we just want to do our thing and live our lives.
Yep. But we both have kids.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yours were on purpose.
That's how you're going to take your stance on that, huh? Yeah, I figured it was better to get it out of the way earlier. And then they'll be grown up and gone by the time I'm like 40.
Should have had kids when we were 12, man. We'd be damn near done with them by now.
They're all grown up now.
They've got their own kids, and their kids are working on kids, and yeah, I'm about done. I'm fucking 28.
You'll be a grandpa when you're 28.
Be a grandpa when you're 28.
Oh, man. That's, yeah, that's another thing. People let society, like, affect their decisions.
Their
like
better judgment.
Yeah, way too much. Like, when people get pregnant, a lot of people... expect you to like marry, you know, get mm-hmm. married to each other and blah, yeah. blah, blah.
Yep.
So, you know, with so many people like having sex and getting pregnant when they're young, like little kids are still in high school and shit.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, you're what, fucking 16, 17, 18, you get pregnant and you have to marry this person that you like fucked one time, like during summer.
Yeah, seriously.
You don't really know them, but people expect you to like get together and just work it out and spend the rest of your lives together.
It's yeah. a
fucking crazy idea.
It is crazy. It's like, that's not the smart thing to do. The smart thing's not, you know, you're 16, you have your whole fucking life ahead of you. You're 16 and you're gonna fuck it up right now and have a kid and then be forced to keep this kid from, you know, your parents or society or your own stupid thinking. Your own corrupted thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pretty much, we should seriously start giving like 2-year-olds shrooms or something so that they can open up their minds. Or 5-year-olds. We'll wait till they're 5.
2-year-olds.
We'll wait 6-year-olds or 7-year-olds. Let's be realistic.
Drugged out toddlers all over the place.
Okay, 7. I said 7. When they're 7 years old, we'll get them fucking shroomed out, make them watch a few movies. Like,
it might be cool to be on shrooms and watch like Yo Gabba Gabba. Have you seen that
Jesus
before?
Jesus Christ, not on shrooms.
But that's something we should do.
But that's something that we should put on the bucket list. Yeah.
What kind of stuff would you have on your bucket list? You have to make a bucket list when you're like fucking gonna die, or this is something you can make right now?
I think start
it right now.
I think you can make it whenever, but if you start it now, you're just gonna create problems. You know, you're gonna have all these fucking things you have to do, and you're like, God damn it, there's not enough time to do all this shit. I gotta do like 2 of these this weekend just to get, you know, started here.
Maybe it's a way to justify stuff though. Like, well, honey, look, I don't know how to tell you this, but I have a threesome with 2 chicks on my bucket list. I haven't done that yet.
So I haven't done that yet.
You could either be part of the solution or part of the problem. What do
you, you want to help, sister, or you want me just to go out and find it? Because that's going to be harder. I mean, if you can help, that's 1 chick right there. I just got to find another one. And that won't be hard, you know. There's tons of chicks on Craigslist. Just be all straight up with her.
That'd be hard to have on my bucket list.
Yeah.
What else? What would you have on your bucket list?
I was gonna say yeah, foursome.
A foursome.
Yeah, why not? Why stop at 3?
So you and 3 chicks.
Yeah.
Well, you were thinking about it. It's either that or full-blown orgy.
Or a full-blown orgy. That'd be funny to take part in an orgy. Like that movie. Have you seen that movie? Old-fashioned orgy?
No. Old-fashioned orgy?
Yeah, it has Jason.
What kind of movies are you watching?
It has Jason Sudeikis, I think. It's pretty... Yeah, it has him. It's kind of funny. It was like a little indie film, I think. Pretty sure it seemed that way. It was kind of funny. Not really great, but yeah, it had a few laughs in there. But like the whole thing was this group of friends, two of the guys want to have an orgy, so they talk their other friends into having an orgy with them. And like two of them are cool with it, and the rest of their friends are like, no fucking way. And these are like their group of eight friends that always hang out like every weekend. And then like they all come around and they all end up doing, spoiler, they all end up doing it at the end. And it's pretty funny. And then, like, you know, a few of them had, like, feelings toward each other. And so they all find all that shit out. It actually seemed... You actually feel a little awkward at the end watching it because
Ugh, they're all buddies and they're actually doing it.
Yeah, like, they're all friends. And those two really like each other. But the girl doesn't know how to tell the guy. And the guy doesn't really want the girl. He wants to fuck around and do all kinds of shit. So
they're all having an orgy and she's fucking all the other guys.
Yeah, and she's fucking all the other guys. And he
doesn't sound good at all.
No, it kind of, like I said, it was all right. But the end gets a little, makes you feel a little, like, weird or something.
What other stuff would you have on your bucket list? Skydiving, I want to do that.
I want to drive a NASCAR.
You want to drive a NASCAR?
Yeah, do that little thing where they let you drive the NASCAR and just fucking race it around the track.
You should make sure that's the last thing on your list, because you'll probably kill yourself.
No, I won't. They probably won't let me kill myself.
You know, Earnhardt that shit.
Earnhardt it right into the wall and flip that shit. I wonder if you do crash it, if they make you pay for it, if you survive.
Yeah, if you're not on the team, yeah, that's coming out of your ass.
That's probably some kind of waiver you sign. If you kill yourself, you know, that's on you.
And you owe us $250,000.
Yeah, you still have to fix the car.
Yeah, NASCAR would be fun. That, like, that seems pretty crazy. Like, when I'm on the freeway and I get adventurous and I hit, like, 120, it's like, oh, shit, I'm going fucking super fast. But imagine trying to do that driving in a fucking circle, and you're going like 180 or 200.
I think I can do it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, because on the freeway, everyone's going like 60, and you're going double that.
Yeah.
At least. So that holds you down.
Well, yeah, but fuck that. You're doing like 180, and there's like other people who are trying to pass you. Can you imagine, like, because right, if you're getting adventurous enough to do 120 on the freeway, you're usually by yourself. Maybe there's one other crazy asshole who's like, oh, this guy wants to go.
Oh, this guy wants. Who is that guy?
So maybe
he sees
there's
the car going fast.
Maybe
yeah.
At any one given time for a normal person, there's like two people who are doing this. But that's like, that's even only at that speed. Imagine doing it at like, you know, 60 more miles per hour on a bend with like five or six other people around you, some of whom are trying to pass you at that speed.
And some that are drunk. Those fucking NASCAR hillbillies.
Like Ricky Bobby.
And if you're not first, you're last.
I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
I love that movie.
I love when they're doing the commercial spots.
Yeah.
He's like, what did he say? If you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you. That part was awesome.
Yeah.
He's like, or they're all super serious. He's like, we want to take a minute to talk to you about a real problem in this world. And that is rabid packs of dogs who are taking control over major cities.
Yeah.
It's like a public service announcement. Yeah, that shit was funny. So, yeah, NASCAR, or, like, you know, other kinds of racing, too.
Rally racing.
Yeah, that would be
fun. I
want
to do that.
That seems, like, fucking even scarier to me than NASCAR, because you're expected to go fast, and you're, like, in natural terrain, like, on a normal... That's basically, like, a normal road.
Yeah.
And they're going through dirt and all kinds of weather conditions, like snow and shit like that, and you're basically, like, just trying to go as literally as fast as you can.
Drifting
around corners and all this other crazy shit.
Yeah. It'd be really fun, though, like Travis Pastrana. I pretty much want to do everything he does.
How do you get to be, like, a Travis Pastrana or a Tanner Faust or, like, a Ken Block? Like, how did they do that? They just, like, were racing go-karts from a young age and just moved up through the ranks of amateur racing.
I know. Tanner Faust and Travis Pastrana, they were pretty much thrill seekers, and they were just doing it their whole life and trying to better themselves and do more dangerous shit. Or, you know, Tanner was trying to drive, get faster cars, and get better at drifting, and get better at driving. I guess they're pretty much like, what I think is they're the first guys to really do what they do, and that's kind of, and like, I don't know, do what they do at that level that they do it, that caliber, you know. They're like, Tanner Faust is a fucking great, he's probably the best, one of the best drivers, right? Yeah. He's fucking really good. And then Pastrana, he can drive the shit out of motorcycles. He can do fucking wheelies, like, without nothing. He can do every trick.
Yeah. And he races rally, and he does...
And he races rally, jumps out of planes.
Fucking... Has a fucking stunt show on TV.
Fuck yeah, dude. And he's coming out with a movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fucking lucky bastard.
Wait, didn't that come out already? That was like...
No, Nitro Circus, the movie. The movie is coming out.
Yeah, I think it came out already.
Did it?
I think so.
Oh.
Well, that's
gotta catch up.
Yeah, I think our buddy was saying he saw it, unless it was like a screening.
Yeah, there was a preview. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't think it's came out yet. Yeah, he told me it was a preview. He went to a movie theater and all that shit.
Whatever. Do you know which movie theater that is in Hollywood where you can like go drink and watch a movie?
Yeah. Fuck, what's it called? The Arclight?
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, I hear him talking about it on Kevin and Bean all the time.
Yeah.
Let's go get drunk and watch a movie. Yeah. That sounds like actually in like not a really good combination.
No.
Let's go have some cocktails and then sit in a dark room and stare at a screen for a few hours.
Yeah, what if you gotta pee?
Oh man, you're gonna have to get up.
You're gonna
and
have to pee a lot. And those beers are gonna be like $8 each.
Oh, dude.
Fuck.
So
it would be an expensive movie.
What else goes on your bucket list? MotoGP.
I want to jump off a waterfall with a knife in my mouth. Swan dive while being shot at, of course.
I think I've jumped off a waterfall, but it was a small one.
I do want to jump off like a big cliff into a large body of water. I guess you can throw that on there. I do want to jump off like, you know, one of those big cliffs at, what is it, Havasu or... Lake Powell. They have big fucking cliffs in Powell. We should go to Powell.
There's always, I always see all the videos you see on YouTube or whatever of people who are like trying to go rock, you know, rock diving or whatever, cliff diving.
Yeah.
You always see the one person who just doesn't quite make it.
Oh, I know.
Or they slip and then they just like fall all the way down.
Fuck. I saw one where a guy jumped and he really didn't make it. Like he didn't jump out far enough and he hit this cliff that was about 50 feet below the point he jumped off of. So,
oh, shit.
Fuck, dude. Like he was jacked and he like ragdoll spun into the water. Like lifeless.
Let's go spelunking.
Spelunking? No, that's dangerous. That's dangerous.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
I mean, that's like fucking stupid dangerous. Like, I wouldn't get anything out of that. I wouldn't get my little high or my little sexual turn on from that.
That's what the bucket list should be. It should be like all shit that you can do that could potentially kill you. And you're just seeing how many things you could do that could potentially kill you before they kill you.
Like wrestle an anaconda.
Yeah, wrestle an anaconda.
Run from the cops.
Put that on the bucket list. Yeah.
Run from the cops. Shoot at cops.
Brandish a piece at the cops. Let's see, what else? Run with the bulls, maybe.
Oh, fuck that. Again.
Slap a black man in the face in the projects.
Slap a black man and call him the N-word right to his face.
Oh, God, you're definitely die for sure.
Yeah, you would definitely get your fucking ass beat.
How do you think that would go down? I mean, they would be pissed, but do you think they would just be so shocked that that actually happened that you could even respond?
Yeah, I think they'd kick the fucking shit out of you.
White people need a term for them that's super offensive.
I was just gonna say, why do they say cracker like it's nothing? Like, they say cracker like it's nothing, but...
You cracker? Where did that even come from?
I don't know.
Do black people not like crackers?
Probably, but that's probably what it is. Well, I know
they don't like crackers as in white people, but were white people notorious for eating crackers and black people weren't or something?
Oh, I thought you meant like black people don't like crackers and so they're like, man, and they don't like white people, so they're like, man, fuck those crackers.
Yeah, well,
fucking crackers.
Probably what it means.
Probably what it means, yeah.
Maybe that's all they ever used to eat was crackers and now they hate them.
Yeah, but it's annoying how like we say the N-word to them and we get shot. They say cracker to us and we're like, oh, you. Like, that should be the same. We should just, like, agree somewhere. Like, agree that, like, all right, your word's the N-word. Our word's cracker or white trash. Feel free to use it, you know, upon, you know, consequences will be applied. Whatever the fuck. You'll get your ass beat.
Yeah, let's end the hate by destroying the power behind that word.
Yeah, that word let's just say it a lot. Let's just totally fucking disarm that word right now. Just say the N-word repeatedly.
It's never gonna be acceptable.
Nope. No, it won't. There's too much shit attached to it. Too much history. All that shit.
It's just fun to say it, though.
It is a fun word. It's unfair. You know, we can only say it when they're not around.
I was just gonna say, you should only be allowed to say it if you're talking to someone that's not black. If you say the word to someone that's not black, then it should be okay.
Yeah.
Unless you're still using it like in a derogatory way.
Well, I'll agree with that. The first part.
All right. I'm glad we could decide this between our two white selves.
Yes. It's a good thing we put it on blast. That way everybody can spread the word. Tell your friends. The N-word is, you know, not that big of a deal anymore.
So what about bungee jumping? Would you do that?
Yeah.
I was watching that Fantasy Factory the other day, and they're showing how Rob Dyrdek was kickflipping the Sonic, Chevy Sonic.
Yeah.
And they actually showed it, and he actually did it, and that was pretty crazy, by the way. But so the whole idea behind the commercial was they're showing like the car doing all this crazy stuff. So the car was like doing this barrel roll kickflip. And then they show that people pushing the car out of like a huge cargo plane. So the car was like skydiving and they pulled the chute on the car. And then they show the car bungee jumping. They have it hooked to a bungee cord on a crane and then they have it on top of like these huge freight containers.
That's
like these
lame.
Trains around cargo ships.
They're
or something.
Really trying to sell that fucking car.
Yeah, they are.
Fuck that. It's too much commercial, much effort, too much money spent.
And I was like, damn, this is an extreme car.
Oh my God, I want to get this car.
Kickflips and bungee jumps and fucking go skydiving.
It's the ultimate cheap James Bond car.
Yeah, they're like, how can we make this little shitty car look cool? I saw one today, actually. I was driving home and this little car passed me and I was already doing like 80 or 85. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, oh shit, it's a Sonic.
Oh God.
And
it's
I was
a
like,
Sonic.
And then I was that guy. I was like, this fucking Sonic's not passing me.
That little switch went off. Yeah. Fuck this guy.
Yep.
I saw one of those Lexus IFAs the
LFA?
Other day. LFA, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, those things are badass, dude.
LMFAO should have LFAs.
Yes, they should. Those assholes. They can afford them. Go buy them. They probably already do.
Yeah, those things look pretty badass. It's like that. It's like Lexus's supercar or concept car or something.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's like their supercar. Yeah, it's really, really fast. And it looks cool.
Yeah. Drive one of those. Or any cars. That would be on my bucket list. I want to drive it. Like my top friend. Top friend. I want to drive my top friend.
I want to drive. That's
open
me.
Up and sit down. bend over and shut up.
I'm going to start you with my key.
I want to.
With my ass.
Drive like my top 10 favorite cars. So like, I don't know, some kind of cool Ferrari and a Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that suck if you like went through your whole life and you died and you never got to drive a Lamborghini? Everyone should get to drive a Lamborghini once before they
die. It's true. What if you go, like, I'm sure a lot of people have already done that. Like, have already died without driving one of those.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Should just go rent one or test drive it at least.
they'll never get that back now. Fucking, I hate thinking about dying. Do you ever, like... Do you ever just stop sometimes and think about dying?
Yeah, every now and then it pops in there.
And it just fucking freaks me out.
Yeah, it does. It really sucks if you take it all the way.
Sit there and think about, one day I'm gonna die. It's gonna happen. I'll be dead and then there's nothing.
Yeah, I'll be dead and then there's nothing. Like, this was my go. This was my shot.
Yeah.
That was my, you know, those were my coins. Those are my quarters. I only get one credit. I only get to play this game once.
Game over, yeah.
Game over. That was fun, wasn't it?
Sometimes I start thinking about that shit and it trips.
Wasn't that fun? Have fun doing nothing now.
Trips me out. That's why you gotta, like, live life to the fullest. You have to, don't ever have regrets and do all the shit that you want to do.
Like, don't get married.
Regardless of what other people think, because you only get to do that shit once.
Yeah, exactly. You only get to fucking live once. You want to live being fucking married and tied down or not doing what you really want to do. Raising kids. Fuck it. Be selfish. Go out and you should be selfish. More selfish. Everyone should be more selfish. The world would probably be better.
That's it. I'm getting a divorce and moving to Portugal.
Portugal? And I'm going to start driving rally cars and skydiving.
There we go.
Yeah, but no, it really does suck when you think about, like, just think about being fucking 80 and how much that's gonna suck. Like, think about it right now, everybody. You're 80. You're at home. You're watching your stories. You're watching fucking The Price is Right.
Nope. That's not gonna be me. I already committed to taking myself out of the game. Early on.
Early on? What's your limit? You're just going to off yourself some point?
Yeah, I'm just going to play it by ear. As soon as I feel like I don't really got anything going on anymore, I'm just going to pull the trigger.
Well,
it was a nice run. I'll see you later.
You should at least take a lot of money and go spend it on the lottery and see if you can hit big and then off yourself because, I don't know, maybe that'll make you happy?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
If you're already 80, what are you going to do with $1 million?
I don't know. Shit you didn't do.
Try to get your dick fixed.
Try and fix your dick.
Look at it. This is all it does.
Go buy a 20-year-old prostitute.
Fix this.
Go buy a 20-year-old prostitute. Make her toss your salad. I don't know.
When you're 80, that's what you're going to be doing?
Yep. Lick my 80-year-old butthole, bitch. It's a little weathered and beat, but, you know. It's still sensitive. Oh.
Yeah, what else would you have on your list? Build something. Build a house.
Build a house. Build a dog house.
A dog house.
Build something smaller.
Start small. Bird house.
Something that's not going to take so much time. Building a whole house. I don't know.
That'd you should funny. Have. Every man should have to know how to build a house. Mm-hmm. They should all know.
I think every man should have to know how to please a woman. And how to make a good steak.
Should be like driver's ed. You have to go to class to learn how to drive a car, and you have to go to a class to learn how to please women. You know, sexually.
Sexually, emotionally. Not emotionally, or financially, yeah, no. None of that fucking crazy shit. You're not taking this bitch out. You're taking your dick out.
Yeah, but... Yeah, sometimes I get tripped out at, like, certain things that, like guys don't know. I think guys should have to know how to do a certain basic set of skills.
Like, I have a very basic set of skills.
You should...
I know how to masturbate. I know how to turn a TV on. I know how to find porn. And I know how to eat.
I get tripped out sometimes just, like, you know... The stuff that some guys don't know. Like, just, I don't know, basic things.
Yeah.
Like, every guy should have to know a little bit about, you know, very certain things. Like,
yeah.
You should have to know a little bit about, you know, fixing cars or, like, or just how to use tools in general.
Or how to keep proper hygiene maintenance. I don't know, just fucking not smell.
Yeah, that shit surprises me, too. Like, fucking, really? Some people that just, like, fucking stink.
Yeah.
They, like, don't wear deodorant or something, and they just don't care, or they don't think that they stink.
Yeah.
if this is, sounds like you, you fucking stink.
Yeah.
Okay? Use deodorant. Everyone needs to use deodorant.
But you know what? If you go the extreme and you go all the way to the other side where you wear a lot of cologne or fucking cologne like every day, then it's like, then that sucks too. It's like annoying. Like, oh, I don't know.
There's this guy at our work. He just started a month or two ago. And like, he comes in like doused. Doused in cologne.
He just like I wonder if he's just in like, it.
He must like either smoke cigarettes or weed and before work, and then he just fucking bombs himself so he doesn't smell like anything else.
Just but, soaks his shirt in fucking cologne and then puts it on.
Literally, he's like in a small office sharing that with one other guy, and like you can smell him before you reach the door. Like,
oh,
from feet away from the office, you can smell him in there. And fuck. I feel fucking sorry for the other guy that's in there because, like, he's right next to the fucker and he's got to smell him hardcore.
He probably goes home smelling like that guy.
His girlfriend's like, were you with another man?
Were you with another man again? No, goddammit, it's that guy I work with. He wears so much cologne. That's what you keep saying. I just don't believe you. How can you wear that much cologne every day?
Yeah.
He fucking does, bitch. I'm telling you. Please believe me.
Yeah, working on cars, plumbing.
Yeah.
How to build a fire, how to survive out in the woods, general camping skills.
Yeah, general camping skills, how to you know what to eat, how to fish. You know how to mow a lawn.
You know how to mow a lawn.
You gotta know how to mow a lawn. You gotta
I can't
know how
figure
to,
this out.
You gotta know how to operate a fucking lawnmower. You gotta know how to fix your fucking dryer.
Fix your dryer. I remember a couple weeks ago my cousin was trying to like fix his dryer. It's like fucking 80-year-old driver or dryer. His 80-year-old dryer, he had pulling pieces out of the side of it, and he was like, oh, I think I need to replace this thing. I'm like, just go get a new fucking dryer. I fucking give him props for trying to fix his dryer, but this shit was like fucking old. Like, this thing is done.
This thing is spent. You've dried all the clothes you're gonna dry on this thing.
It just seemed funny. He had his dryer all pulled apart.
Oh, God. So. I think if I replace this gasket here and this nozzle here and this valve here, I think I'll be in business again.
Yeah.
Nope. What else? Some basic computer skills. You gotta know how to, like, load shit on your computer, delete shit, how to surf the internet properly.
How to surf the internet properly.
That's become a thing now. You need to know how to do that.
I'm pretty good at the Google search. I can find what I'm looking for most of the time.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Like titties.
Like titties.
Did you know
all I find is titties and ass.
Did you know on Google and on Yahoo they have like filters, like content filters, and if you don't turn it off, then you don't get all the content like that you could be looking for. Like, there's actually there's options on Google and on Yahoo, like it's called like safe search or something like that. So
yeah, where's it located?
Let's
for
just
our
say,
viewers?
For instance, you wanted to find naked pictures of somebody, you know, just. If that happened to you, and you typed in such and such a person nude, like, I don't know, who do you want to see nude besides me?
Fuck. Now I gotta think.
Oh, like when Scarlett Johansson had those phone pictures. Kate so I was there. Like, I heard about that, and I was like, oh, sweet. So I went on Google, and I was like, Scarlett Johansson nude. And then I searched for that, but there's a thing on Google and on Yahoo. That's in the settings that you have to turn off. And it's like safe search, and it's always like on moderate or medium or whatever. So it's like taking out like nudity and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you actually have to go in and turn that off, and then you get like everything. Like it's so, searching to its full power.
So how do you go in there and turn it off for people that don't know?
So like if you're just at google.com, there's, I think at the top, it's like top right-hand corner, or maybe it's after you put in the search term. There's something that says like settings or options. It's like on the search page, and then you would click that, and then it says safe search or search content or something like that, and you just go in and turn it off, and then you can search, and it'll show you the whole range of stuff.
That's
so you gotta have good Google searching skills.
Yeah, gotta have that.
Nunchuck skills.
Oh, definitely nunchuck skills. grenade skills. How to throw a grenade properly. And
penis pump skills.
You gotta know how to properly pump your penis. And firing guns, shooting guns, cleaning guns, reloading guns, loading a mag. Gun knowledge. Gotta know that to be a man.
Yeah.
You gotta know how to drive a stick. You gotta...
Oh, that's a big one. Stick. Surprised me, like, how many people don't know how to drive a stick.
Yeah, guess, how many, like, dudes don't know how to drive a stick?
I guess you really just don't have to anymore. Most cars are just all automatic.
Yeah, but I wanted to learn when I was a kid. I saw that and I was like, well, that looks interesting and fun. I want to know how to do that.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just one of those things. If you're a guy, you should know how to do that.
Yep.
What happens if the apocalypse happens and you are just in the middle of nowhere and you have to steal someone's car and it's a stick shift? You guess what? You'll die.
You'll die. Yep. Zombies will fucking eat your brains.
And you have to know how to hotwire a car too.
Oh yeah, definitely gotta know how to hotwire a car. That's an important man law.
Not that I know how to do that.
I'll show you after this.
We'll go hotwire your car.
Yeah, no, your car.
Yeah, you can't hotwire my car.
My car's unhotwirable. You gotta know how to change a flat, change a tire. It goes with car stuff, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just like weird little things like that. Like change your oil, change a tire on the car, fix the like linky, fix the linky.
Fix your linkies.
Fix a leaky faucet. I don't know, build some random thing your fucking wife wants you to make.
Yeah, know how to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, just know how to do stuff.
Gotta know how to ride a motorcycle.
And not be a bitch.
Not be a little bitch.
Or you know what bothers me is when people like think that they know how to do all these things, but they don't.
Oh, I fucking hate stupid people.
Or people like anyone who knows this person, like, they like know something about everything, literally, and they act like they know about basically anything you could tell them. Nothing you tell them is ever news to them. It's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, like, yeah, you didn't know that?
Trying to make you sound like you're fucking the one who doesn't know what's going on, and you know that they're fucking, like, bullshitting you.
Some fucking idiot with a stupid personality.
Yeah, I hate those people.
I know.
And then if you ever, like, fucking quiz them on that shit, and then you just catch them, but they still will never fucking, like, admit that they'll they don't never know what they're talking about.
Yeah, they'll never admit it. They'll just fucking try to, you know, if you catch them, exactly. They'll never admit it.
Yeah.
You can, yeah, fucking idiots.
You know any people like that?
Oh, yeah. A few. I'm looking at one. No.
In the mirror?
No. No. But yeah, I know stupid people like that that fucking always think they know what they're talking about. They think they're smart, when really, they're fucking stupid. And they're pretending to be smart. It's like they memorized a bunch of fucking shit that some smart person said, and now they're just regurgitating it in front of you, claiming it like it's their own, but not telling you. They're full of shit, and they don't know what they're really talking about, but they know a few keywords and a few things, and they're bullshitters. Stupid people, and they just fucking, you know, go through life fucking doing this whole fucking car salesman fucking routine to everybody they know. I can't stand those stupid fucking people, so if you're listening, fuck off. Fucking idiots.
Okay, so I'm guessing you do know somebody like that.
I know quite a few.
Yeah, there's one guy at my work who's like that. It's just like, doesn't matter what you say, like, he knows better than you, and he knows basically about everything. And he's fucking wrong. You could sit there and talk to him for...
Sick! My face! Oh, nasty.
You can sit there and talk to him for like 5 minutes and just...
Tastes good.
And you can just realize instantly that he like actually has no idea what the fuck he's talking about. But they'll never say it. So fucking annoying.
I know. Fucking assholes. There's too many of those fucking people in the world. There's not enough smart people. There's too many fucking pretenders, followers, fakers, wannabes, faggots. God damn it.
Faggots.
You know, not in the gay way, just the fucking... And I hate how that word... See, it's fucking... Who is it? Who do we blame for all this stupid shit? The society or everybody? Idiots? Just fucking idiots that are, you know, that have a voice that can be heard, so fucking...
What, that it's bad to say the word faggot?
Yeah, now fucking faggot and gay is a cuss word. It's like, Ooh, like, if you say that shit at work, people get mad at you. If you say that shit out, and, like, if you say that shit at, like, Disneyland, you know, there's tons of faggots, you know, gays there, so...
Well, it's kind of weird, right? Because, like...
If they hear you say it...
Gays and lesbians are just, like, now coming into, like, having rights and being a part of mainstream society to, like, where they're getting accepted, but, like, that's where that shit came from, is, like...
Because
not that long ago, they were, like, more secretive and in the closet, and if you knew someone that was gay, it was, like, the one, like, flaming, flagrant person that everyone just knew was gay. It was like, oh, that guy's gay. And,
yeah, we
oh,
need to...
that's gay. But now it's like, all right, well, these people are real, and they have real rights and fucking whatever else, so now it's bad to say that word. But I disagree. I think we had that word before they were offended by that word, so we should get to keep it.
Yeah, I got a solution for this. We'll bring back the closet. Put all those gays back in the closet. Stop giving them their gay rights. No, kidding. Don't fucking write me your hate tweets.
We love gays.
I love the gays.
So, anyways, did you have any funny stuff happen to you on April Fool's?
Yeah, my baby's mama said she was pregnant again.
I said funny stuff, not horrible, depressing stuff. Horrible shoot yourself in the face stuff.
No, nothing really. I can't really think of anything that happened.
Pregnant again? Stop putting your dick in there.
I don't.
You just admitted that you do.
All right, I'll stop.
So you didn't have any, like, weird hijinks at your work or anything like that?
No, not really.
I know we were trying to, like, like, the week before, we were trying to think up a way to, like, prank the whole office, but I don't think anyone came up with any good ideas.
Oh.
I did, at my in-laws, my sister-in-law and her boyfriend are living there right now, and, my mother-in-law's youngest daughter was wanting to play a prank on them because they're, like, whatever, like, in their early 20s. And her, the youngest sister is, like, 12 or 13 or something. She was just wanting to play April Fool's prank on somebody. And they actually pulled one on us too, me and my wife, because we had all went to the swap meet, I think. And everybody left and went back to the house, and I guess, like, they had gotten out of the car, like, beforehand because they drove separately.
Yeah.
And so when we got to the house, like, we were all there except for her youngest daughter and her friend.
Yeah.
And so her mom got out of the car, like, all halfway worried. And she's like, oh, have you seen them? And didn't they ride with you? And we were like, no. And she was, like, totally putting it on, like, best, like, acting I've ever seen.
Oh, shit.
And we were like, oh, shit, like, they just got straight up left. And then so everyone was, like, freaking out for, like, 5 minutes. And then they come, like, running up the street, and they're, like, just laughing. And we're like, what the hell?
That's funny. Like,
you guys put a prank on me?
That's funny. They pranked you.
Yeah, I was, like, tripping out on that. But
sons of bitches.
Yeah, so I helped them get their her older sister, which is the one that's in her young 20s or early 20s that lives there with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
We when they left, they have just, like, a mattress and a box spring and, you know, the bed all done up, but they didn't have, like, any bedposts or frame or anything.
Uh-huh.
So we were like, let's just take out their bed out of the room. So we took up the bed and took it out of the room, and then we put all the bedspread and pillows back on the floor, like, as if the bed was there. And then they, like, saran wrapped, like, all their furniture, and then they put, like, this, like, glitter dust shit on the top of the fan blades.
Oh, that's good.
So when they turned on the fan, all this glitter went all over the place.
Oh, that's good.
So then they get home, and they go walk into the room, and she, like, instantly notices, like, before she even turns on the light, that the bed's missing. She's like, where's our bed? And then she goes to turn on the light to, like, take a closer look, and then all this fucking, like, glitter dust shit goes all over the place.
That's fucking funny.
And then they had to unwrap all their furniture. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That's fucking good.
Yeah,
that's a good prank. Nah, I'm gonna get them next year, though. I'll get some people next year. I'll think of some good shit.
Yeah, I'll think of some cool shit to do.
It's pretty funny.
All right, you want to do some news? The news.
The news with Bryce and Adrian.
Yeah, so I know you were telling me today that the NFL released the schedule, right?
Yes.
The new schedule for the 2012 season.
Yes, they did.
And they had...
Yes.
You said they like ranked the teams like by what their odds are of winning based on who they're playing?
Yeah, yeah. They fucking like pretty much put up who has the hardest schedule, like first to last. And first was, or let's go from the last. The guys who have the easiest, the team who has the easiest schedule is the fucking Patriots. The team that like doesn't deserve or doesn't need an easy schedule.
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit.
It is.
But that's because who's in their division, right? Because whoever's in their division, they play more than anyone else.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
So they have...
They take up two spots, each one of the, all three of those two. That's six games. They have that's the, like six givens.
The Bills and the Dolphins.
And the Jets.
And the Jets. Those are like three shitty teams right there.
Yeah, pretty much. They're going to kill them the whole time. But yeah, so...
So that explains that.
They're back
that.
In the playoffs.
And then the second... The second easiest schedule was for the Packers.
Was it?
Yep.
Oh, fucking assholes.
That sounds like...
Fucking assholes.
That sounds like bullshit to me.
It really does. It's like if you get in the playoffs but you don't make it, you're rewarded an easy schedule or some shit.
Yeah.
I know the Niners are like sixth easiest or something like that. Seventh easiest schedule.
Mine is fourth hardest. The Rams have a fourth hardest schedule.
I know. I think that's so funny. The Rams, they did terrible. And they give them the fourth hardest schedule out of all the fucking teams.
We don't got enough problems already.
You guys are giving us all the hard teams. The
team already sucks. Our fucking champion fucking rookie quarterback that we got, first round draft pick, is like slowly getting... His esteem flushed down the toilet.
Fuck yeah.
With coaches changing Sam in and Bradford. Out. Coaches changing in and out. Our defensive coach got suspended forever.
Forever. I know. Now you gotta find a new one.
For doing that player bounty, fucking bounty gate or whatever it was.
Yeah. He was an aggressive defensive coach. He wanted people to die.
We're already like short on good players as it is, so that's gonna be great for me.
Another
disappointing season.
Hey, another fucking great draft pick for you coming. That's one good thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much guaranteed a terrible, oh my god, it's going to suck.
That was a good thing is because we had first or second pick in the first round of the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually traded that. I think we traded it to the Redskins and we got two first round picks in trade for that. Because we didn't, the first two picks in the draft are going to be quarterbacks.
Uh-huh.
And we're not taking a quarterback, so we gave it away, but we're getting two other picks in the first round for that.
Oh, shit. That's good.
And I also saw something about Steven Jackson might get traded.
No way.
Because we might pick up a first-round running back.
You should get rid of him.
Trent Richardson. You know who that guy is? I haven't heard of him yet.
No.
But that was the guy they were thinking about trading for.
Hmm. Yeah, you should get rid of that guy. He's about done.
He's a beast, though. I mean, I don't even know why they'd consider that. We need some wide receivers. Maybe are wide receivers not, like, really first-round pick people?
Not really. Yeah, I think those are, like, come see, come saw. Like, I think those are probably the easiest to find.
What did you say?
Come in my face. No, I think those the wide receivers are about, like, the easiest to find.
Yeah,
you know, like they got to be, you know, it's not hard to run and catch a ball.
I also saw another article that Tim Tebow was at a Yankees game.
Yeah.
And he got booed.
I saw that too.
They put him up on the big screen and everyone was booing him.
I know.
And he was even wearing a Yankees hat.
Oh, God.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. He's got a Yankees hat. He's like, oh, nobody wants me here.
Jesus, save me.
Jesus. Zap me out of here. Beam me out of here.
Yeah, even the picture they had of him, he looked like he had a sad face.
No, that's funny.
I'm being booed.
They don't want me. They don't want me here. I don't know. It was a stupid move for him to go to New York. That was totally dumb.
This doesn't make sense.
Really so doesn't make sense.
Really just going to play two quarterbacks? That sounds crazy.
Two mediocre quarter... Well, one mediocre quarterback and one terrible quarterback.
Two mediocre quarterbacks makes one great quarterback.
Two mediocre quarterbacks on the Jet team. Here comes out the fast one. Oh, he sucked.
And we'll see. NBA regular season's almost up.
Yeah, Lakers are in. That's good.
Yeah, they clinched their playoff spot.
Yeah, the top four is all done, I think, but the bottom four is kind of getting moved around still.
But still, right now they're sitting fifth overall in the league.
They're sitting. Oh well.
Yeah, they got Bulls. The Bulls are in first.
Yeah.
And then they got the Heat are above them. Oklahoma's above them, and the Spurs are above them, and Indiana.
Well, that's good. It's good we're not the best, because they say the team with the best record that goes into the playoffs never wins. I think it's only happened a few times, like when Jordan was on the Bulls.
The best of them!
Never ever gonna bring you down.
So, yeah, that's good. I almost like that. I like having the short NBA season. It seems like it drags on for so long because I only ever really take interest once playoff starts.
It's true, man. They should do this all the time. Fuck 82 games or 81 games or whatever it is.
82 games at 200 points a game.
Yeah, I like 62 games way better. I think that's how many they played.
Yeah, that seemed like a pretty cool, tight little season.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it was. We still know who we want in the playoffs. I doubt it's going to change that much.
Yeah.
Maybe only the 8th and the 9th, place might trade back and forth. But that's about it.
Have you seen I just saw a commercial the other day for the Star Wars Kinect.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. That looks fucking cool.
What do you think about Kinect? It's kind of weird. Like, I haven't really seen too many games yet that I even would want to play with that.
This one looks like I'd want to get it. The Star Wars one? Well, yeah.
You get to, motion the lightsaber and then use your little force powers.
You have to use your force.
I mean, the commercial makes it look like
it's a lot funner
than it's probably going to be.
But. Yeah, I think so. Like, I don't know how glitchy it is or how responsive it is, or does it really fucking know every move you do, or how good the game looks, or how fun it really is doing all that, like using your body as the controller.
I think PlayStation probably failed with that, right? I don't really even see them marketing the move anymore.
Yeah, I feel sorry for everyone who bought that thing.
It just doesn't look like it's as good. It seems like Kinect's way more popular.
Yeah, it's like they made an attempt to do something like the Wii has, and then kind of fizzled. Louise got the whole motion controller thing on lockdown, pretty much, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I would say so. They got all the little fun Mario games and shit.
I wanted to play the Zelda game.
The new one?
I don't know. It was on Wii, and you can get the little shield and sword for the controllers.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, that looked kind of cool too.
Yeah, that does. Yeah, I want to play that game too. I love that game. I always love that game. The Zelda game. You played A Link to the Past? The one on Super Nintendo?
Yeah. I don't think I ever played it all the way through, though.
Oh, you never beat it?
No.
I had a cheat magazine. I fucking went out and bought it.
Game Pro or something?
Yeah, one of those. Nintendo Pro or Game Pro, yeah. It was like a fucking half-inch thick magazine dedicated to the whole fucking game.
Yeah.
Tells you how to get everything.
Which consoles did you have, or have you had?
I don't know if I ever had Atari. I don't think I have.
I actually had an Atari.
Wow.
Yeah, we found it at a, not a garage sale, but a thrift store or something.
Yeah.
That's right? A thrift store where they sell all the old shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found an Atari with a fucking shitload of games with it, so we bought it just to buy it. This was when I was pretty little.
Yeah.
So I actually got to have an Atari and play all those old stupid games.
That's funny. Yeah, I think I skipped that. I think my first game was Nintendo.
Yeah, NES.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had an NES.
And then I never had a Sega, or I didn't have a Sega yet. I think I got Sega, like, when I got 64. But, no, I got Super Nintendo after that. And then I got 64, right? Was 64 after Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got
No, wasn't it,
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, you're right. I'm thinking
Yeah, it was
of,
64.
what was after 64?
The GameCube.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
I had that too.
That thing sucked.
Yeah, I had the PlayStation. I had PlayStation 2. I think I had a Sega for a little while. I had a Game Gear, but I never had a Game Boy. I never got the Game Boy. And then I got Xbox, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360. Pretty much had them all, except for that shitty Dreamcast. Remember the Dreamcast?
Yeah.
Did you know anyone who had it?
No.
Did you ever play it?
I had a Sega Saturn.
You had one of those?
Yeah.
Shit.
I had a NES, and then I had a Sega. I never had a SNES.
Oh, you never had a Super Nintendo?
I don't think so.
Crazy. I never knew that about you.
You were deprived. Yeah, no, I had a Sega instead of a Super Nintendo.
I think that was basically the same thing.
Yeah, that was like the same level.
Yeah, same level of game.
And then I had a Sega Saturn.
Never had that. Knew someone who had it, though.
Never had a GameCube. And then I think I went to PlayStation 2 after that. Or no, not PlayStation 2, the original PlayStation.
Yeah.
But what, there was something else. Sega had something else, right?
Sega CD. Right?
No, something else. There's a white one.
Dreamcast. Dreamcast was white.
Oh, is that the Sega one?
Yeah, that was Sega.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never had that.
Yeah, I never had that either. Some little kid friend of mine, Andrew, had that. He had Sega Saturn too. He was like all into Sega and I was all into Nintendo. And like I would always be talking about 64.
Mario's gonna kick your ass.
Nah, Sonic's gonna run all over your shit. Yeah, but yeah, he would always talk shit, but I would always talk shit back. And then the only thing we ever played for his Sega games were that fighting one, the real popular not Tekken, Virtual Fighter.
Oh, yeah,
played Virtual Fighter. And we played Tekken for a little bit, but not as much as Virtual Fighter. And then we played the Knights game. And then I think a basketball game or a football game on the Dreamcast, but that was about it, or a car game.
What's been your favorite system that you've ever had?
PlayStation 3.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of hard. The new ones are all pretty cool.
Besides the new one, I would say 64. Yeah, probably 64. They had Zelda, that one cool Zelda game.
I don't think I ever had a 64 either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe PlayStation 1, that was pretty cool too.
Wasn't NES like the biggest piece of shit ever?
Yeah, it really was.
Like, even when it was new, it didn't work right. You still had to blow in those fucking cartridges.
Yeah, you had to blow in them or get like the rubbing alcohol and put it on a Q-tip and then wipe them off and all that shit.
When I was your age, we had to work to play our games.
When I was your age, we had to blow our games before we played them.
We didn't download anything and play on demand.
We didn't play that shit like you did and take up all my money.
I had to blow in a big gray cartridge for 5 minutes and shake it around and then stuff something in the tray to hold the game down all the way to play. It was very hard.
It was very hard. I had to work for my gaming.
None of these Nancy games now that are so easy to get through. I played the original Mario. That game is unbeatable. Have you ever tried it?
Play it without cheat codes. I challenge you to beat it in front of me. I dare you.
Yeah, thinking back, man, now I feel like aged thinking about how many game systems I've gone through already in my lifetime.
Yeah, especially when they come out like one every 3 years.
Well, it seems like they definitely slowed off a lot now.
Yeah.
Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 have already been out for like 7 years.
Fuck. Yep.
It's been at least that long.
7, 8 years. God damn.
Fix that shit.
Fuck yeah, huh? That was another one already. God damn it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go sell my PlayStation 3 right now and fucking buy, get ready for the new one.
Yeah, what other cool Kinect games are there?
The Tiger Woods one.
Oh, they have that?
Yeah. It looks fun. Like, if you want to golf, it
See,
looks fun.
See, that's the kind of game, like, if the Kinect worked really good, that would be fucking cool.
It would. Get all drunk and play the Tiger Woods game with your friends. All right, I'm going to whip your ass on this virtual fucking par 5. Let's do it. It'd be fun.
Fuck you, virtual lake. Slice.
Slice. Bogey my ass.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. So wait, you watch Family Guy, right?
Yes.
You watch American Daddy.
Oh, I love Dad American. That's my favorite show.
Well, you had to pick one. Which one's more funnier to you?
Which one's more funnier?
Yeah, as fucking 9-year-old as that sounded. It's late, god damn it.
American Dad.
Yeah, me too. I think it's way funnier, dude. It's fucking that Roger, like before, like Stewie was my favorite character, and Peter and Brian. It was like I liked all those guys on Family Guy. Lois was pretty funny too.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like they ran out of funny situations to put the family in or funny stories to write.
Well, that's what it was. They actually have like funny storylines, and like there'd be like different levels of humor in there, and now it's like always the same shit where someone like says something ridiculous and then they either do the ridiculous thing or they like go to like a flashback of them when the ridiculous thing happened.
Or they make a joke about doing the ridiculous thing. Yeah. Like they make a joke about not doing a flashback, like, oh, do we got one for that? Nope. But they, and then they've done things where like they're like, oh, we're pretty poor around here. Yeah, we haven't bought like a lot of shit. Yeah, Peter's cutaways are really stupid. And then it like cuts away to Peter on a white screen and he says some funny comment as if he was in a background or had a background to make a joke with or something.
Budget cuts.
Yeah, like that's sort of funny, but you know, when you're watching it all happen in front of you, you're like, eh, they could have done better.
Yeah, reaching.
Reaching, yeah. But American Dad, that shit is so funny, dude.
Oh, dude, that show makes me laugh all the time.
It fucking makes me laugh so hard. That fucking alien is so goddamn funny. He's the best fucking cartoon character ever. He's the funniest one, too.
They had one a few weeks ago where Francine was talking with Haley about something, and they were looking on Facebook, and it was, you know, one of the two's Facebook's page that they were looking at. And she had, like, 93 friends, and you could just see all of her friends, and it was all of Roger's different, like, multiple personalities.
That's so funny.
It's so funny. Like,
he's such a crazy guy.
Yeah, psychotic, like, alcoholic alien.
Multiple personality, gay, bisexual, drug addict, alcoholic, fucking just everything you want. Everything you can possibly be, he is, all of it. Like, horrible person. Like, dirty fucking guy that'll stab you in the back. Like, he constantly fucks with Stan and Steve and all them. It's so fucking funny. Yeah, they should seriously, like switch spots or something. Like, put more money or more thought into American Dad than Family Guy from now on.
Yeah. Do they still have the Cleveland show?
I don't think so.
I've seen it lately.
I don't think it got really good ratings. It wasn't that funny.
It was all right.
I mean, I don't know. It was okay. Like they put, I think they could have done funnier shit without, you know, spinning off Cleveland with his own show and just keeping Family Guy the way it was.
Did you ever watch Futurama?
Yeah, I watched it. I liked it for a little while. That was pretty funny. It was like Simpsons, but
yeah, it was like Simpsons animation.
Yeah, but it was like Simpsons, but like. But, like, nasty funny sometimes. Like, they would get nasty or perverted or like, just kind of weird or different types of humor.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of, like, more dryish on some of, like, the, like, you know, they go to, like, some alien planet and the fucking, everyone's, like, a big blob and I don't know. But, like, yeah, it's funny, different humor. I liked it, though. It was pretty funny. Simpsons, they were hilarious, at their time. But they're done.
Yeah, it's like the evolution, like Simpsons is done and over. Family Guy seems like it's getting there. And then it'll be someone else's time to shine.
South Park's fucking hilarious.
I can't, I don't know, it's weird. I always enjoy watching it when I watch it, but I just never, it's never on my, priority of things to watch. I think I have, three episodes of, DVR'd right now that I still haven't watched.
I know. I didn't, I used to watch it a lot, and then I stopped watching it because it wasn't that funny. The earlier seasons, but the later ones, the new ones, and the last season and the last one before that, they're really funny. And
Yeah.
they, I don't know, they're always those Matt and Trey Parker guys. Those guys are pretty funny. They keep up to date on all their humor and shit.
Have you seen like basketball
Yeah, that movie's funny.
or Orgasmo?
Oh, have you seen a Team or World Police?
No.
Team America, World Police, or something like that?
I've heard from like so many people that that movie's so funny and
It's
I've never
fucking
seen it.
funny, dude. It's like,
But it's
I
all
was.
like puppets, right?
Yeah, I was
That's why I
turning.
never went to go see it or ever wanted to see it, because every time I saw a commercial for it, it just fucking freaked me out.
I didn't either, but if you watch it, it's really like just watching some guys make a show with Barbie dolls. Like, they look like Barbie dolls, not puppets. Like, they really look like Barbie dolls. Like, and it's funny. It's worth sitting through and watching their, weird little like idea at a movie. Like, it was, that just them trying to be funny and different. Like, I want to go see that little Book of Mormon thing they do. That shit, like, I've only heard good things from it.
What's that?
That's the little Broadway thing they did in New York. I think it's in LA. I don't know if it's here anymore, but
It's a Broadway show?
yeah, that Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the South Park guys, wrote, directed everything, and they have like it's like this funny little like story about a Mormon guy. I don't know the full thing, but it's a story about a Mormon guy, and they just fucking make Mormons look like idiots and fucking just make fun of them, and then they sing stupid songs that
And
are
it's a
funny.
Broadway
Yeah, and it's
show.
got really good reviews. It's fucking funny, dude. Like, the songs are funny that they sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks. I want to go see that. It looks funny.
Oh, what are other shows that you like?
Let's see.
You ever watch that on Comedy Central, Workaholics?
Oh yeah,
That show's pretty
that
funny.
show is funny. I wasn't like sure about it at first, but then when I actually sat there and watched it, it's funny, dude.
It's
It's
fucking funny.
funny. Those guys are funny. I heard they made a third season, but then I also heard that the guy with long hair broke his ass. Like, he tried to jump through a table off a roof at a party, like after the second season or after the third. I don't know when he did it, but he like tried to jump, do like a wrestling move, and he went through a table and he broke his like tailbone or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know if he's like out forever, but
What, like you can't walk anymore?
yeah, like I think he's paralyzed or
No way.
maybe not paralyzed, but I know he was out for a while, like definitely wheelchair bound, and like I think that's what like prolonged the third the took so long from the third second to the third season.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but I've heard the third one's coming out, so that'd be funny to watch. I like that show. Eastbound and Down's funny too.
I don't get to watch that because I don't have HBO.
Oh yes, I forgot my hoity-toity little shitty show.
It pisses me off. I already pay for cable, and now you want me to pay more for these channels?
I know.
Just give them to me.
These exclusive channels with more funny shit at different times.
It's the same shit. Do they
Fuck.
not have commercials on HBO?
Nope.
Ever?
Only in between shows.
And it's only usually like commercials for HBO, right?
For HBO movies and shows, yeah, pretty
Yeah.
much up and coming or next on this show.
Fuck that channel. What's the best paid premium channel? HBO, Showtime, Stars. I was looking through the guide the other day. There's like 15 like Stars or was it
Yeah,
Showtime channels. There's like
there's a
so many different ones.
fuckload. I don't know. It's hard to pick one because they all have different shows on them that like attract you to each one. I think there's a package now where you can pretty much just get like every third one of each one, like HBO 1 through 3, Showtime 1 through 3, Cinemax 1 through 3. That's what we have. We have like
Skinemax.
We have like all that shit, but like 1 through 3. So we have like...
Have you ever seen the softcore porn on Cinemax at like 2 o'clock in the morning?
I was watching it like, I don't know, a couple weekends ago. I saw that it was on and I just like flipped there and I was watching it for a minute.
It's so lame.
It's so like, dumb, yeah.
They'll show titties and then they show like mock sex where they're like pretending to fuck, but they're not even really fucking.
Like sometimes there's a blanket over them and or they don't sometimes show it. or sometimes they just show like torso shots and then like they show like feet shots.
How do they even think that people would ever want to watch that? You can like go on the internet and watch some fucking nasty hardcore shit for free.
Fuck yeah.
And they have the softcore porn on at like 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like, yeah, we'll let you watch this shitty porn, but it's only at 2 a.m. and you're not really gonna enjoy it.
it's gonna be weird and you're not gonna see anything good, no vagina shots, but you know, some people like this, so enjoy.
That's what conservative people get off to.
Yeah, fucking Mormons watch that shit when they feel naughty. You want to watch
breasts?
Oh, look at those breasts.
She's not wearing her sacred underwear.
She's not. Her breasts are exposed. Somebody call Jesus. Yeah. All right, motherfucker.
All right, I think that's it for this episode. So, hey, hit us up on our Twitter at BlastCastAudio. Or send us an email, blastcastaudio@gmail.com.
I hope y'all had fun. Drive home safely.
Don't drink and drive.
Drink and drive.
But if you have to drive...
Drink.
When you're drunk...
When you're drunk and driving...
Drive safely.
And pick up hookers on the way home so you won't be alone. They can keep you awake and give you drugs that might also keep you awake. And then you get to fuck them when you get home. It's all good. It's win, 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 win.
Or make them drive you home.
Make them drive you home.
While they're giving you a hand job.
And then you're doing the drugs, and then they can hand job you. And then when you get home, you get to fuck them and do more drugs.
And they'll job you.
And make sure you're drunk while all this is happening. That's the whole point. There's no point in doing this unless you're drunk.
Alright, see ya.
Bye.
It was factual.